Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom: Handling Your First Retirement Plan Distribution. In this session, we are going to review some of the decisions you must make when you change jobs and get a lump sum distribution from your retirement plan. If you have participated in a company retirement plan, like a 401k plan, and changed jobs, you will probably receive a lump sum distribution of the funds you have built up in your plan. If you have participated for several years, the distribution could be quite substantial. During your working career, you may receive several lump sum distributions, and what you do with those funds and how you handle the distribution is important. While you may be tempted to just take the money and spend it, there would be income taxes and probably an additional tax penalty. After all, the funds are for your retirement. By avoiding that temptation, you can build your wealth and take a large step toward a financially secure retirement. Before you officially leave the company, you will probably meet with someone from your human resources department to finalize the details of your termination. This will probably include discussing a final paycheck, determining any unused vacation or sick days, and discussing your options for taking a distribution of your retirement plan account. It can take a month or so to get the distribution, but there are three large decisions you must make at that time and when you finally receive the distribution check. 1. Do you want to pay tax on the distribution now or have it remain tax deferred? 2. Do you want to leave your funds with your prior employer's plan, move them to your new employer's plan, or transfer them to an IRA? And 3. Finally, how do you want the money invested? If you have accumulated a large sum, these decisions can have a great impact on your financial future and that of your family. It is critical to consider these questions carefully. Be sure you fully understand your options and get professional help if needed. Question number 1. Do you want to pay taxes now or not? While your funds were within the qualified plan, any earnings were tax deferred. When you receive the distribution, you have 60 days to roll over your funds to your new employer's plan or into an individual retirement account, an IRA. If you don't act within 60 days, you will have to pay regular income taxes on your distribution and an additional 10% early withdrawal penalty tax if you are under the age of 59 and a half. Unless you absolutely need the money, it is usually advisable to maintain the tax deferral status. When you receive the distribution check and plan to move it into an IRA or your new employer's plan, make sure you do that quickly. If you do not get it deposited within 60 days, you will owe tax on it and a 10% penalty. Question number 2. Where do you want to keep your funds? To maintain tax deferral, the funds must stay in some form of qualified retirement account. Many retirement plans offer the opportunity to leave funds in the plan after you leave the company. You may also be eligible to transfer the distribution to your new employer's plan. The third option is to transfer the funds to an IRA. The choice of where to have your money should be based on the amount of investment control you want to have. An IRA probably provides the most flexibility, but also forces you to make more decisions. The costs of administration and asset management fees should also be considered. Even if you are currently unsure of your long-term plans, you may want to have the funds transferred into an IRA. You can always make withdrawals later if you choose. Finally, how do you want to invest your funds? Your retirement plan distribution may be the largest single sum of money you have ever received. The investment of those funds should be handled very carefully. Be sure to consider how these funds fit into your overall financial planning efforts. Be sure to consider your time horizon and risk tolerance when making your investment decisions. If you transfer your distribution to your new employer's plan, consider the available investment options and choose appropriately. If you go the self-directed IRA route, most institutions offer accounts where you can choose stocks, bonds, mutual funds, money market funds, and other investments. Don't feel that you have to make all the investment decisions right away. As long as the funds are within another qualified plan, or IRA, there should be no taxes due, and you can make informed and careful investment decisions later. In conclusion, receiving a lump sum distribution is a major financial event. The choices you make will affect your financial security for years to come. Be sure to evaluate all your options, seek guidance if you need it, and decide wisely. Your future financial security depends on it. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom Podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.